Om Shanti 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 Om. Peace. Peace. Good evening. I welcome you with all my heart. It is wonderful to be with you again. Just hot Thursday evening. You had nowhere better to go, so you came here. Welcome. Good to see you. Ask yourself the question, why do I really come to satsang? And the answer will probably be to become free, to awaken, to become self-realized, to become liberated. Most of us understand that this is your real nature. Liberation is what you really are. But we've been covered over with ignorance, what we call Maya. We believe the world is real, it can hurt us, do all kinds of things to us, and we react to the world. So your answer is really right. You want to uncover the ignorance and become free. Now what happens when you become liberated? When you awaken to yourself? You have unalloyed happiness. Total peace. Unfathomable joy. Infinite love. These are all attributes of awakening. Therefore, it's a valid reason to want to awaken. We will feel beautiful, wonderful, all over. And nothing will ever spoil it. In other words, if you awaken, you will not react any longer to the television, to the newspaper, to the people, what they say or think. When you awaken, you will know that all is well. All is exceedingly well. In every area of your life. And your life will be the life of the universe. There will be no difference between you and the universe. Basically, this is the reason why people come to satsang, to awaken. They read the books. They realize there's a world of beauty, a world of joy, a world of love that interpenetrates this world. It brings you total happiness always. Total peace that never changes. Whereas now in the world that you're living in, so it appears, certain things make you happy. Certain things make you sad. You react to what the world gives you, how the world treats you, you react to that. So you're never really all happy all the time. You never really have peace all the time. Your peace and your happiness is determined what's going on in your life. Whereas for the awakened being, what's going on in your life doesn't matter at all. You're deliriously happy all the time. When it's throwing you to the lions, or when you win the lotto, when your body is cut to pieces, or when you have the healthiest body in the world, it makes no difference. You're totally peaceful all the time. You're totally happy all the time. this is the reason why you want to be happy. Because you realize being happy feels wonderful. Therefore, it's a valid reason to want to be happy. But you don't want the happiness to end. You want it to be forever. This is what satsang is all about. This is why we're here. To experience unalloyed happiness. To experience total peace and joy. Now the main obstacle that keeps you from experiencing this joy and this happiness I'm talking about is attachment to person, place, and thing. And it's this attachment that makes you earthbound. And it keeps you reincarnating over and over again, so it appears, on the third plane. For if you're attached, you believe you're a body and a mind. When you believe you're a body and a mind, you're going to experience all kinds of things in this world. You'll experience worldly things. And become attached to these things. You'll believe that somebody, some place can make you happy. Somebody, some place can make you miserable. You believe that if you attain this, you'll be happiest person on earth. And if you do not attain, you'll be miserable all the time. You believe if you only have this person in your life, you'll be the happiest person on earth. But when this person comes into your life, after a while you wish you never did. Because it'll make you miserable. And so it is on this plane. So you learn to be detached. A good example of detachment is this. Let's say you have a dream. In that dream, you're a little person, you grow up, you get married, you buy a brand new home, you buy a brand new car, you have three children, it grows up, and you live a relatively good life. But then you awaken from the dream. Let me ask you, how long are you attached to your children as a dream before you forget about them? How long are you attached to a wife or husband as a dream before you forget about them? How long are you attached to your car and the house and everything else that you work so hard to get in the dream before you forget about them? A couple of seconds, a minute, an hour? It's usually minutes. You feel about a dream. This is attachment. If for some reason you investigate about the dream people and the dream experiences, you won't be able to function. You'll be living in two worlds. You'll be living in the dream world and this world. And you're seeing it both real. So kindly nature makes you forget about the dream. You have enough problems to handle in this world. Imagine if all of your dreams were on your mind all the time. And they were real. And so you become detached from the dream quickly. Now you're dealing with this world, called the earthly plane. And this world you believe everything to be real also. And you do the same thing. You grow up, You have a list of the things that you want to make you happy. You want to be the right person to get married to. And become attached to these things. This is the problem, you become attached to person, place, and thing. This is the only problem that you have. And I'm not saying to be totally detached. Since you have no feelings. No love. I'm not saying this at all. To be detached is totally different than what you think it is. To be detached means you no longer feel the necessity to hold on to things. You no longer have the necessity to own things, hold on to them. You're free from this. The more spiritual you become, the freer you become. You no longer have to obtain things, have things to make you happy. You leave things alone. You no longer obsessed with people, places, and things. But you have a great compassion and love everybody and everything. But you're not attached. In other words, if you're living with another person, you love that person, but you're not obsessed with them. You don't own them. You give them freedom to express themselves. That you love. And the person never leaves. The love is still there. It doesn't go anywhere. Well, you all love yourself. If you understand what this love means, it's gotta come and go. Depending on the person, place, or thing. The love is always there because that's what you are. But the attachment is gone. So if your mate wants to leave you, or your car stolen, or your house burns down, this does not affect you one iota. For something deep within your heart tells you all is well. There are no mistakes. You're no longer hurtable. You can't be hurt by anybody. No matter what they do. This is true detachment. In other words, you can own things or not own them. You can have certain people in your life and not have them in your life. You can live in certain areas of this world and not live in certain areas of this world. It's all the same. There's no difference. Your life doesn't depend on external things. Only on internal things. Think what it means to live this way. I wonderfully wish you all the time. You're never depending on people again for anything. You should love people. It doesn't mean you become sarcastic, obnoxious. It means you become a loving being. understanding being, compassion being. You leave things alone, leave people alone. It's within yourself. And all the answers within yourself, all the answers you've been looking for, everything you've been looking for is within yourself. You learn to depend on yourself for everything. If you cooperate with people, you cooperate with the world, but you understand how the world is a passing show, a passing fancy. It comes and goes. Everything in this world is subject to the law of change. Nothing is ever the same. Consequently, you become unhurtable. The world cannot hurt you again, never. No matter what it shows you. It's like it tells you you've got cancer, you've got AIDS. No big deal. It's okay. It's only the body. And you don't have the body. The doctor tells you in perfect health, all is well in your body. It's okay too. It makes no difference. See, they're both two sides of the same coin. The only thing that's going to make something happen to us is whether we react to them, the conditions. The only thing that determines what happens to us is the way we react to a given condition. You are in control, you are in charge of your being, your body. You are the master over yourself. It's up to you. Always remember this. This life is but another dream. And the only time you'll ever awaken from it, know something else, there's something else that exists. Something more beautiful than you can ever imagine. Is by not becoming attached to anything. Own anything you want. But never be possessed by your possessions. Learn to live this way. And be very happy. All the time. And one day you will awaken. And you will laugh hysterically. You'll understand this was only a dream. No matter how real it may be, it's a dream. You are not who you appear to be. You are beyond anything you can ever comprehend. Learn to sit in the silence and be still. Because your true nature is infinite wisdom, absolute reality, pure awareness, consciousness. You really don't have to use any methods to become free. If you weren't free, you'd have to practice all kinds of yoga, meditation, all sorts of things to become free. But since you're already free, there's nothing you have to do but realize it. So we don't meditate in as well as answer. We sit in the silence. We sit in the silence and we watch. We look intelligently on our conditioning. We observe the mind. Where is the mind? but a bunch of thoughts of the past and worries of the future. That's all the mind is. We want to stay centered here and now. We observe things happening around us, but we never react. We act from our heart, but we never react. As we begin to live this way, we notice as the weeks pass, as the months pass, as the years pass, something begins to happen to us. We're becoming more peaceful, more loving, kinder. We feel happier most of the time. We're on the path of self-realization. But if you're arrogant, sarcastic, obnoxious, you have a bad temper, then you have a problem. For these are the things that keep you earthbound. They keep you attached to this earth. And you come back again and again and again. And then you do something about it. It's your choice. This choice is really the only freedom you have. Everything else is predestined. But you have the choice whether to turn within or to react. This choice is always yours. Nobody wants to hurt you. We live in consciousness. It's virtually impossible to be hurt. Consciousness accommodates us as images. Because consciousness is absolute reality, we are absolute reality also. Consciousness is all-pervading, everywhere present at the same time. There's no room for anything else. This means that you're made out of goodness, love, peace, happiness, joy. This is what you really are. Focus on these things. Don't focus on the TV news or newspapers, what people say or do. The world's been the way it is for millions of years. It'll never change. Your mission is to get out of this world. And you do that by becoming detached. By ridding yourself of the emotions that you have. I know some of you say, well, I've had a real hard life. Everybody had a hard life. One time or another. Forget about that. Live in the now, live in the moment. Become free now. Become liberated now. If you live correctly in the moment, you don't have to worry about the future. The future will take care of itself. as far as the past is concerned, and can't hurt you unless you think about it. Unless you think about all the things that happened to you in the past. And you bring them back again. You're creating them again in your mind. And appearing in your life again. You must learn to let go of the past totally and completely. Don't worry about the future. And feel wonderful right now. And you do this by taking time every day to sit in the silence. Observing, watching. Inquiring, who am I? As thoughts keep coming to you, inquire, so many thoughts come. They come to me, I think them, and who am I? The I thought is the main thought of all your problems. The I thought, I am this and I am that. If you get rid of the I thought, all your problems and anything else will disappear with it. And when you get rid of the I thought, to inquire, who am I? Where did I come from? What is the source of this I? The I thought comes out of your heart, the spiritual heart, and it comes into your brain. When this happens, you become what you are now, a human being. And you say, I need this, I want this, I have to have this. This hurts me, this makes me feel good. The object of self-inquiry is, of course, the act of the return to the heart. So you become mindful of the I thought. When you sit in the silence, you watch it. And the desire comes to you, question comes to you, you inquire to whom this has come. It comes to me, or the I thought. It is I thought that's the question. It's the I thought that feels sad, upset. So you inquire, who am I? What is the source of the I? Who am I really means, what is the source of the I thought? What is its source? You ask yourself this question over and over again. One day, there will be sort of an explosion inside of you. The I thought returns to the heart. And become all-pervading, omnipresent consciousness. Your real self, which you really are. You have unalloyed happiness and eternal peace forever. We'll never leave you again. You understand that you're not the body or the mind or the thoughts. But you're a substratum of all existence. You are the goddess you've been praying to. You are Krishna, Vishnu, Jehovah. All the goddess you've been praying to all of your life, you are that now. It is you. It's always been within you. You are that. There is no God apart from you. You've been praying for yourself. You're the guy you've been praying for all these years. Awaken to this truth and be free. Please.
At the beginning of the talk, you said that when enlightenment happens, there'll be great joy, great happiness. You'll feel that. And who is this you that will feel that?
The universal. Consciousness itself. It will feel itself as absolute joy, absolute love, absolute peace. But these words are all synonymous. The word that they want to use is bliss. Bliss means all these words. Absolute joy, absolute peace, absolute love is bliss. The name for bliss. So when you realize yourself, you feel the bliss, which you've always been. It's a natural state.
Funny how language is so dualistic, you know.
Yes, of course.
You feel it, like it's a you feel a mess, but it's like
you're right.
Consciousness will be conscious of feeling what it is.
You know you, of course.
And the words are just dualistic and they make it
money. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But make you understand what I'm talking about, we have to be dualistic.
Yeah.
In reality, there's only consciousness. And consciousness only knows itself, there's nothing else but itself. And yourself is bliss. And you are that.
Like in this argument, you could say consciousness unaware of itself. Unaware of itself as anything separate at all.
True. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It is bliss consciousness, that's its nature. Its nature is bliss. But since it is that, it doesn't know it. How can it know it if there's nothing to compete with? Mm-hmm. Nothing to compare it with. It exists all by itself. And no competition.
It's conscious, but it's not aware of it. It's conscious, but it's not aware of it as itself. It's not unconscious.
Because it has no opposite. There's nothing it can compare itself with.
That's a baffling, verbally, that's baffling. It doesn't jive with the language.
Of course, that's why
it doesn't make any sense at all.
That's why I don't talk about it too much. So people don't understand what's happening. But this is true. Only consciousness exists and that's it. So find for yourself what you are. Thank you, Bob. Stage with your children. When I said it's not to be attached, but have love and peace and joy in your heart. You can be a living father and be a high spiritual being at the same time.
There seems to be such a conflict in trying to provide something mechanics of a lifestyle.
If you understand the truth about yourself, you understand who you really are and what you really are. Everything will happen the way it's supposed to happen, the way it will unfold the way it should, by itself. It's amazing how it works. When you become spiritually mature, everything unfolds the way it's supposed to. It doesn't mean you're going to leave your family and run away to India or someplace, live in a cave, on the contrary. It means you become a better father than you've ever been. Because you're not play favorites. You're not be attached. You'll be able to be a good teacher to your children. In the right way. Because you're not be working from a selfish view. or from ignorance. You'll be working from wisdom. You'll be an example to each other, an example of wisdom, of total honesty, total joy, total peace. And the children will emulate you. So this is not a question of not caring about your children. The question, how can I be a better father? But if I'm self-realized, I'll be a better father. That's right.
How do you attain that?
The message I've spoken for about becoming still, sitting in the silence, and observing yourself, observing your mind, observing your thoughts, questioning yourself, where am I? Where's the source of my problems? Where's the source of the I? Becoming quiet and still. Watching your bodily functions, observing them, watching your mind think, becoming totally aware of yourself in action, which you do all the time, without reacting. And you do this in order that your thoughts become less and less. When you react to your thoughts, you try to stop your thoughts, they become more powerful. When you're not reacting to your thoughts, you just watch them and have no feeling for them one way or the other, and they become weak until they disappear in their entirety. When your thoughts disappear, you'll be free. And it's your thoughts that keep you bound. That's why in the Buddhist scriptures it tells you to kill the Buddha. If you meet a Buddha on the path, kill him. Which means if you have any thoughts about the Buddha, kill those thoughts. All thoughts have to be completely eliminated. When the mind is empty, truth will shine by itself.